Legacy by James Schmitz. Chapter 1. This book is dedicated affectionately to my father. It was the time of sunrise in Sais, the White City, placidly beautiful capital of Macedon, the university world of the hub. In the colonial school's sprawling 5-mile complex of buildings and tropical parks, the second student shift was headed for breakfast, while a larger part of the fourth shift moved at a more leisurely rate toward their bunks. The school's organized activities were not much affected by the hour, but the big exercise quadrangle was almost deserted for once. Behind the railing of the firing range, a young woman stood by herself, gun in hand, waiting for the automatic range monitor to select a new string of targets for release. She was around 24, slim and trim in the school's comfortable hiking outfit, tan shirt and knee-length shorts, knee stockings, soft-soled shoes. Her sun hat hung on the railing, and the dawn wind whipped strands of shoulder-length, modishly white-silver hair along her cheeks. She held a small, beautifully worked handgun loosely beside her, the twin-barreled Sporting Denton, which gun-wise citizens of the hub rated as a weapon for the precisionist and expert only. In institutions like the colonial school, it wasn't often seen. At the exact instant the monitor released its new flight of targets, she became aware of the air car gliding down toward her from the administration buildings to the right. Startled, she glanced sideways long enough to identify the car's two occupants, shifted her attention back to the cluster of targets speeding toward her, studied the flight pattern for another unhurried half-second, finally raised the Denton. The little gun spat its noiseless, invisible needle of destruction 8 times. 6 small puffs of crimson smoke hung in the air. The 2 remaining targets swerved up in a mocking curve and shot back to their discharge huts. The girl bit her lip in moderate annoyance, safetied and holstered the gun, and waved her hand left-right at the range attendant to indicate she was finished. Then she turned to face the air car as it settled slowly to the ground 20 feet away. Her gray eyes studied its occupants critically. "Fine example you set for the students," she remarked, "flying right into a hot gun range." Dr. Plumponi, principal of the colonial school, smiled soothingly. 8 years ago, your father bawled me out for the very same thing, Trigger. Much more abusively, I must say. You know, that was my first meeting with old Runzer Argee, and I... Plemp! Mihol, chief of physical conditioning, women's division, cautioned sharply from the seat behind him. Watch what you're doing, you ass! Confused, Dr. Plumponi turned to look at her. The air car dropped the last 4 feet to a jolting landing. Mihol groaned. Plumponi apologized. Trigger walked over to them. Does he do that often? She asked interestedly. Every other time, Mihol asserted. She was a tall, lean, muscular slab of a woman, around 40. She gave Trigger a wink behind Plumponi's back. We keep the chiropractors on standby duty when we go riding with Plemp.
Now then, Dr. Plumponi said. You distracted my attention for a moment, that's all. Now, Trigger, the reason we're here is that Mihol told me at our pre-breakfast conference that you weren't entirely happy at good old colonial school. So climb in, if you don't have much else to do, and we'll run up to the office and discuss it. He opened the door for her. Much else to do? Trigger gave him a look. All right, doctor, we'll run up and discuss it. She went back for her sun hat, climbed in, closed the door, and sat down beside him, shoving the holstered Denton forward on her thigh. Plumponi eyed the gun dubiously. Brushing up in case there's another grabber raid? He inquired. He reached out for the guide stick. Trigger shook her head. Just working off hostility, I guess. She waited till he had lifted the car off the ground in a reckless swoop. That business yesterday, it really was a grabber raid? We're almost sure it was, Mihol said behind her. Though I did hear some talk they might have been after those 2 top-secret plasmoids in your project.
That's not very likely, Trigger remarked. The raiders were 1/2 mile away from where they should have come down if the plasmoids were what they wanted, and from what I saw of them, they weren't nearly a big enough gang for a job of that kind.
I thought so, too, Mihol said. They were top-flight professionals in any case. I got a glimpse of some of their equipment. Knockout guns, foggers, and that was a fast car.
Very fast car, Trigger agreed. It's what made me suspicious when I first saw them come in.
They also, said Mihol, had a high-speed interplanetary hopper waiting for them in the hills. 2 more men in it. The cops caught them, too, she added. They were grabbers, all right.
Anything to indicate whom they were after? Trigger asked.
No, Mihol said. Too many possibilities. 20 or more of the students in that area at the time had important enough connections to class as grabber bait. The cops won't talk, except to admit they were tipped.